Hi, I'm Leah Trumont, and the podcast is News About Brazil. Links to sources of the news I share here with you are in the description of this episode. I would love to hear from you, so send me a message on Twitter at News About Brazil. Marighella is censored in Brazil. The movie is about the life and activism of the Brazilian black communist politician and poet Carlos Marighella, who was killed under the last military dictatorship by the government police. Finished in 2019, the movie has not yet been shown in Brazil. Director Wagner Moura has always attributed this difficulty to the censorship action of the Jair Bolsonaro government, which is openly against anything related to left-wing ideals. With Seu Jorge in the lead role, Marighella continues to be shown successfully at film festivals around the world, in addition to having already been applauded at the Berlin Film Festival. In Brazil, however, it cannot debut. It has had two other dates postponed only this year. The film is based on a biography written by journalist Mario Magalhães and published in 2012, named, quotes, Marighella, the guerrilla fighter who set the world on fire. The number of reports of neo-Nazi cells and Nazi speeches and acts has been rising dangerously. From 2015 to May 2021, neo-Nazi cells jumped from 75 to 530, according to monitoring carried out by anthropologist Adriana Dias, who has been researching the activities of these groups for over two decades. She states that the silence about the history of this ideology in Brazil, the country that hosted the largest branch of the Nazi Party outside Germany, is a significant part of the problem. SaferNet Brazil survey recorded an explosion of complaints about Nazi content. In 2015, there were 1,282 cases compared to 9,000 in 2020. An increase of more than 600%. The global wave of extreme right-wing groups led United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to urge the creation of a global alliance against the growth and spread of neo-Nazism, white supremacy, and hate speech, especially from the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Quotes, tragically, after decades in the shadows, neo-Nazis and their ideas are now gaining popularity, declared the head of United Nations in January 2021. Brazil seems to be a sad example of this scary movement. Agência Pública, the first Brazilian investigative journalism agency, published a remarkable investigation based on documents released by WikiLeaks on August 5, about how far-right ultra-conservative organizations financially support their hubs worldwide. Pública interviewed Neil Data, who is a researcher and the secretary of the European Parliamentary Forum of Sexual and Reproductive Rights, about these documents. Data recently released a study called, quotes, Tip of the Iceberg, Religious Extremist Funders Against Human Rights for Sexuality and Reproductive Health in Europe, from 2009 to 2018. He said that the documents are very important because they demonstrate the vast network of ultra-conservative anti-human rights organizations, how they are connected, and how they threaten democracy and human rights in many countries. The Spanish organization Citizen Go and its hub Haz de Oír, Ordo Iuris from Poland, TFP, which stands for Tradition, Family and Property, a conservative party created in Brazil in the 60s that no longer exists under this name there, but it is still active in Germany, France, Austria, and is also the seed for Ordo Iuris and Citizen Go. There is not only one place coordinating everything, but there are hubs in Spain, the United States, Russia, Brazil, and Mexico, and they interact, exchange ideas and funds. The investigation by Agência Pública found more than 200 Brazilian citizens among the members and investors of these hate organizations. Jair Bolsonaro's son, Eduardo Bolsonaro, who is also an elected congressman, took part in an event in the United States in which he repeated fake news about fraud in electronic voting machines in Brazil. Eduardo left his duties in a critical week where important decisions are happening to meet with Donald Trump. Then he met with Steve Bannon in an event that was held in a Republic stronghold in the state of South Dakota, organized by Mike Lindell, a creepy businessman and prominent Trump supporter considered one of the main responsible for spreading conspiracy theories about the US dispute of 2020. These meetings support the theory that Bolsonaro's strategy for 2022 elections is the same Trump used in 2020. Question the legitimacy of the results, accusing fraud in the electoral system, without any evidence, by the way. Well, Brazil is enormous and too many things happen every day there. These were some of the news I want to share with you. I hope you enjoyed. Let me know what you think. Send me a message on Twitter at @newsaboutbrazil. This podcast is made by me, myself, and I. So if you want to support me and help me make this grow, you can follow me on Twitter at @newsaboutbrazil and share this episode. You can rate this episode where you listen to your podcast, or if you feel so inclined, you can send me any amount at paypal.me/LiaDrummond. The link is also in the description. Thank you so much for listening until the end. Brazil is not such a happy place now. So as we say there, we are laughing not to cry. Bye-bye. Thank you.